Cuellar and Cavazos urge agreements renewal. Texas border business. Texas border business. Congressman Henry Cuellar joined Ramiro Cavazos, President and CEO of the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in San Antonio, at a recent press conference in Texas to underscore the urgent need to preserve the Tomato Suspension Agreement, TSA, a key trade framework governing the import of Mexican tomatoes into the United States. Cuellar delivered a strong defense of the agreement, calling it a quiet but critical trade deal that keeps grocery prices stable, trade lanes open, and our supply chains moving. He warned of serious consequences if the agreement is terminated. Here in Texas, over 150 businesses and thousands of workers depend on this agreement. Ending it could cost our state up to 32,000 jobs, $4.5 billion in losses, and raise tomato prices by 17%. Families would feel that impact directly at the grocery store. The TSA, first signed in 1996 and updated in 2019, aims to prevent unfair pricing and dumping practices by establishing minimum prices for Mexican tomato imports and requiring quality inspections. Some critics have questioned its effectiveness, but Cuellar countered, "The facts are clear. Over 99% of imported tomatoes meet U.S. standards, with no evidence of widespread dumping. Ending it would hurt not just Mexican exporters but also American distributors, grocers, and workers," Cuellar continued. He emphasized the agreement's broad base of support. "This is an issue with broad support from businesses, trade experts, and community leaders who agree we should strengthen and modernize the agreement rather than abandon it." Beyond its economic implications, Cuellar also highlighted the SAW's role in regional stability. "The agreement also plays an important role in regional stability by supporting jobs on both sides of the border and easing the economic pressures that drive migration," he said. "I would respectfully encourage the Department of Commerce to continue engaging in good faith and give diplomacy the space it needs to deliver a solution that protects workers, consumers, and producers alike." Cavazos, who joined Cuellar at the event, reinforced the congressman's concerns. He called the agreement vital to local and national economies and praised Cuellar's leadership. "We must protect what works and improve what can be better through cooperation, common sense, and a shared commitment to fairness," Cavazos stated. Data from the Texas International Produce Association, TIPA, further supports their case. According to Dante Galeazzi, TIPA president, over 2.1 billion pounds of tomatoes moved through Texas land ports last year, with each dollar of imports contributing $2.67 to the U.S. economy, totaling more than $8 billion annually. Galeazzi warned, "No contingency can fully replace the TSA. The most effective course of action is to maintain the agreement and improve upon it where necessary." Other local leaders added their voices. Hidalgo County Commissioner Eli Torres noted that a potential 20% tariff could increase tomato prices by as much as 50%. At the same time, Roma City Manager Alejandro Barrera called the TSA a direct, tangible lifeline for our local economy. In closing, Cuellar stressed the often unseen value of the agreement. "The Tomato Suspension Agreement is one of those behind-the-scenes policies that quietly keep our economy and communities strong.